Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the second day of February in the year of our Lord 2019. Hope everybody's having a good morning. Well, folks, excuse me. Lori has the day off for that reason, coughing. She's got it really, really bad. And I thought I had it under control until about 3 minutes ago. Anyway, she has no voice, so she will not be on today. We do have Rick on the line, don't we, Rick?
We all do.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah.
So, we have Don Wiskin on as a guest, top of the second hour, but we're going to stick with the same format. Callers first hour, we start picking up callers in the second, and but we're going to have a good show. Anyway, Rick, I don't know where you want to go today right off the bat. Let me see. There was a couple of things, or at least one thing in the news I saw I wanted to mention, other than the governor of Virginia being in touch with the press because of doing what everybody did in the 60s, which was, dress up in blackface for parties and for entertainment and stuff like that. It was the norm back then. I remember it. Nobody thought anything of it, and even the black folks didn't think anything of it. But different day and time now, it's taboo, and you can be prosecuted for things you did, or persecuted, I should say, for things you did back in the 60s and 70s, which were completely lawful and legal, and not even looked down upon. Well, I can't find the story. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I did. Venezuela general urges military to disavow Maduro. If that happens, folks, Maduro is gone. Venezuela will flip. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's probably a good thing. I just don't necessarily agree with how our government is pushing it. Excuse me. Okay, Rick, what did you want to talk about, buddy?
I guess what, speaking of Virginia, we could mention that insane abortion thing.
Doesn't that make you sick? They shot that down, by the way.
They did, but New York didn't. And I just can't imagine, well, actually, I can, which will take me into the next uber-depressing part of my oratory. But it's just almost beyond belief that we're in a place where you can have a baby and then you and a doctor or somebody, some crazy from some society somewhere dreamed up by the government and Satan, you have a meeting to decide whether or not you're going to cut this kid's throat. It's unbelievable. But anyway, that's it. That's almost like some Chinese stuff. So we'll just leave that right where it is. Those people. What they say. Life is short, eternity is long. Choose your path very carefully. These people,
right.
there is a certain sort of a person, and it's kind of humorous, that has an unwarranted fear of God. But I would say any fear of God is better than no fear of God, whether or not.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, even if you're a little paranoid. If you're a little paranoid about God's wrath, I would say at least you're going to err on the side of caution instead of walking in Hillary's footsteps straight to the gate of hell. But you know,
well,
Rick, so
let me ask you a question.
Well, go ahead.
Is there not something wrong with someone that just doesn't have an innate abhorrence of these kind of practices? That it's not a matter of being afraid of God. It's just something that is naturally repulsive about the very idea of killing, period, but killing babies? Come on. You know, I would say there was something wrong with somebody that didn't find that sickening.
Well,
or am I wrong? If I messed up, tell me.
You just wrote somewhere between 500 books. I mean, man by his very nature is rebellious, but then again, you know, there's so much more going on with everybody, and you know, everybody struggles to explain what they can't. And every human being is a combination of nature and nurture. You're born a certain way, and then you have your parents' influence until your conscience is formed. Your parents are your conscience, and they're your first teachers. And if they're not right there at every step and every turn, to help you figure out, not just make your decisions for you, but to give you a background, to give you the tools, in other words, to introduce you to the things of God. If they don't give you the tools to make your own decisions, then we're into that Hillary crap where it takes a village. In other words, what they want to do is take your kids away from you, and they'll tell them what is good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. You don't have to worry about it. They're gonna fix it for you. So, boy, is there something wrong? Yeah, there's something very wrong. There's a passage in two of the Gospels. One, they're written a little differently. I like one better than the other, where he who leads the little ones astray. Now, by the little ones, it doesn't necessarily mean children. It means anybody who is innocent and this could be somebody who's 40, 50 years old, who was just unschooled, but unschooled. And if you intentionally lead them astray and subvert their morality, you would have been better off with a great millstone tied around your neck and thrown into the deepest part of the ocean. That is the way I think it is written, maybe in Matthew. But I'm not a good Bible quoter because I can never remember where I saw anything. I don't know I wouldn't know what dinner was last night had I not cooked it myself. Yeah, more kale pesto, sorry.
Right.
But I digress. There's something wrong with these people, but they're going to pay their own bill. But what really irritates the snot out of me is that they seem to get gleeful when they have the opportunity to destroy someone else's life. Yeah, that just infuriates me beyond moral outrage. You know, then we got to cross that border where am I allowed to kill people? You know that. You know, at what point? You know, should moral outrage take on a physical a form? I don't know. These questions wake me up in the middle of the night, and I never know really what to do. But there's something wrong with people that think that they can have a meeting over a baby who's an hour old and decide what they're going to do with it. That's crazy. That's insane. It is a form of Satanism. Yeah, it's satanic, perfectly satanic.
Well, my point in all this, Rick, is in my opinion, I can't understand how people, I don't even know how to say it. How can people be so evil as to even contemplate this on any level? You know, I'm sorry, killing babies has got to be the most evil thing. Now, I understand killing.
Okay, right. Sometimes it almost seems justified.
You have to.
Sometimes, yeah. Maybe, yeah. Well, you are putting yourself... I think rule number one is don't do it. I know that. But there are mitigating circumstances, and I've had copious discussions with a religious PhD who says that you are under no circumstances, biblically or in any other way, obliged to let someone kill you. You don't have to.
Right.
That is not an obligation. There's nothing anywhere that says you have to do it. You don't have to just go put your head on the block. And so, yeah, no, I don't know. The subject of killing babies seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it? But
it does to me.
But you find that it's not so different from many of these other subjects where once they get you out on the slippery slope, that's where they want you, is where your footing's no good. And the minute you're having a discussion, you're losing, because that's what they want. They want to involve you. This is humorous. This is the deep state in the left's way of doing things. The minute they can involve you in a discussion, you're already losing. You shouldn't have to explain your way out of what is right. I mean, you don't have to bargain, and that's what they want. They want to take a moral precept, a moral foundation. They want to take a stone out of your foundation and then put it up on the auction block. That's what they're doing, and people fall for it every time. So,
I didn't mean to interrupt, Rick. I was just thinking, you know, our local hospital here, if they still had an OB ward, which they don't, you know, I know personally a lot of these nurses and all here, I can tell you right now, they would not play this game, even if it meant their job.
Well,
they're not
in the flyover states. Yeah, well, yeah, it's because you're in a flyover state. I mean, you don't count. I mean, your rural community,
right,
doesn't count. You know, we don't count. Missouri doesn't count. It's only the really big cities. And once again, you know, and I don't necessarily want to go here, but, you know, if they get their way, they get rid of the Electoral College so that we could have, 1% of the population decide who the president was going to be. And those would all be in the urban centers where everybody is completely insane.
Right. Now, I think they, you know, if they do away with the Electoral College, Rick, and if 99% of the country's votes, geographical area doesn't count, I think you're going to probably see some pushback from that 99% of the country.
Push back
about
very well.
Physical. No, We can.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how far we have to be pushed before we finally get up out of our comfy chairs and grab our one-shot musket and get to work. I don't know. I do know.
I'll tell you, I do know, Rick. Here's your answer. When the risk of death or losing your fortune overrides, when you'd rather die than to keep living like you are under oppression. That's when it'll kick in, when it gets so bad that you'd rather risk death.
Well, in that case, so you see the opiate of credit, the opiate of cheap money, the opiate of your phone toy, Twitter, Facebook, keeps everybody anesthetized to the point where they can't feel any pain. They don't know. The government and their never-ending snap cards and they keep everybody dulled down to the point where, you know, hypothetically, they should have risen up quite some time ago, but they don't, because, you know, they'd rather wait around for their $400 a month than to go out and earn $1,000. So, you know,
right.
These people are insidious and very good at what they do, and it annoys me no end that they have found that nerve to deaden and a way to do it using your money. I mean, I guess I sound
right.
A little annoyed today. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. You should be. Actually, I hope all of our listeners are annoyed with the status quo. I hope the whole nation is annoyed with the status quo. Status quo is not acceptable. And I'm not
happy. Oh, no, it isn't. It's not acceptable from an American point of view.
Right.
This is not Americana. This is not the pioneer spirit that the entire world loves. You got to remember that the idea of America is adored all over the world. Whether or not you're allowed to see that, there are some. If you get some of the YouTubes where you've got the yellow vest screaming, "Mr. President, we love you," and stuff like that. If you can get past the mainstream media, you will find that the idea of freedom is universally adored. It's not something that we've patented and coined. This is truly an inalienable right. It's written into our DNA by God, and when it's taken away, people eventually get really sensitive, and eventually they start throwing a fit, even if it's just a question of putting on yellow vests.
Right. Well, I agree with you. Man innately loves freedom, period. Mankind. And I'm not being, racist isn't the word, misogynist when I say man. People love freedom.
Yeah. Mankind. Yeah, well, humans don't need to be told what to do every minute of every day. You get enough
right.
of that at work.
Well, that's where you're paid to be told what to do.
Yeah, but, we accept that. Yeah, you accept that
right.
Begrudgingly, which is why in this city, when you drive into work, you have people who are late because they didn't want to go to work, angry because they're late, because they're going to a place they hate, and, you know, you wonder why. I'm a very aggressive driver. You could probably almost guess that. But in the morning, I stand down because I understand these people and their consternation and they're overly sensitive and emotional. I get what they're doing. They're basically indentured servants. But what concerns me more than that, and this is kind of where I was going to go with this morning, is that I think it's quite possible that we are living in a prison within a prison. That is to say, you've agreed to a certain amount of indentured servitude, but with the proviso that you're still essentially free. I'm going to suggest that may or may not be the case. That these deep state people may have taken more of your freedom than you ever thought.
Oh, I agree. Well, Rick, we got a break, buddy. If you don't mind, bring it back in after a break. I got to make a quick bathroom run. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Okay, we're back, ladies.
Back, there you are.
Yep. Go ahead, Rick.
No, I was simply going to kill a few minutes talking about a Crisco candle until you got back, but we can save that for a few minutes.
Okay.
We were discussing, I guess, the perception of our freedom, and when I say the perception of it, I mean that what they say. I think it was Abraham Lincoln said, "A man is just about as happy as he decides to be, or he lets himself be, or something along those lines." There are people who are essentially subjugated who are happy. There are people who are incredibly rich, have all the freedom in the world and the money to do whatever. They're essentially almost above the law. We're miserable. So what's the difference? Is it money? No, it can't be money. It's your state of mind. So, and I think Jerry from Texas had a very interesting point about the Jews, the Hebrews, and their destruction of the Hebrews. Their incarceration, their enslavement. And basically, they were instructed by God to just carry on,
right?
You know, and do the best they could with the situation. You know, that may be part of the key to surviving. What should I say? Our enslavement. Which, this is a very abstruse subject, and I'm not going to allow it to be. The government, the deep state, the New World Order, the military-industrial complex, they basically have a tool to enslave everybody, and it is the bank. It's the central banks. It's the production of money. It's actually the creation of debt is what they do. They create debt. They get you into debt, and then they own you. And you might say, well, I'm not in debt. Well, yeah, unfortunately, you actually are very much in debt if you're breathing air and you're inside the United States or anywhere, really. It's worse somewhere else. And I don't want to get into that as to what degree you feel you've been enslaved. Everybody, we get callers that are just as happy as they can possibly be, and then we got other callers who call in and they're very unhappy, and you know, basically their debt is about the same, roughly speaking. And so what in fact am I talking about? I'm talking about, let's make it real simple. If Donald Trump is the great new American hero, who was sent by God to save us from the New World Order, that's great. But if he is, it was installed by the military, which I believe he was, and he is a shill for the military-industrial complex, sent to take everything in a brand new direction to create new market opportunities for the central banks, then that is exactly what he has done, as you and I talked about before the show. He has created on their behalf what is called the Trump bump. And in the last 2 years, these central bankers have made more money in 24 months than they've ever made in their lives. It is record-breaking what has happened. So from that point of view, it worked. If you're happy about having the Trumpster there, then I guess you're happy. If you believe that he is just another tentacle on the same squid, then you're probably not happy. So the question is, and always is, what are you going to do about it? What can you do about it? Doing anything about it, trying to change what is above your pay grade, and you may as well get used to that. You're not going to do anything about it. I'm not trying to be inflammatory, and I'm certainly not being a defeatist. But the reality of it is, unless you've got a way to cast 200 million votes all by yourself, you can't do anything about anything. And I'm not even sure that would have worked with the military involved. But, and that's just my conspiracy theory there.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Well, Rick, you know, let's say that the military was responsible for getting Trump in. You know, which facet of the military are we talking about? Are we talking about the 3 and 4 stars and that are catering to the military-industrial complex? Or are we talking those few flag officers that are, I'm sorry, folks, that are just simply patriots?
Well, we're not talking about them. We'll get back to that in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Rory Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Rory does have the day off today due to illness. Nothing we can do about that. Hopefully she'll be back next week. I did know she had a couple of recipes to put out and stuff like that, but we'll get caught up next week on that. Okay, Rick, have you looked at our website recently, buddy?
No, not for a week. No. Why? Okay. What are you going to say?
Well, no, it's just that I wanted your opinion on how it's looking. I've been doing some work on it. And
Go ahead. Anyway, folks, like
I said, we have Don Wiskin on in the second hour. We have a link to his products. You click on products, and if I remember correctly, I don't have it open in front of me. There's a link for Extendivite, or there's a banner on the home page that you can click on. You can now order Extendivite directly from our website, and our website reflects the current February sale that Don's going to be talking about. Good chunk of the cost knocked off, and he does this every year, so I just wanted to give everybody a heads up on that. So basically that's all I wanted to say on that part. Okay, Rick, where were we, buddy?
I see you've listed my generation in my bio as baby boomer.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah,
We got to finish that page up, too.
Yeah,
but,
sorry,
but you are a baby boomer.
Well, that would be it, as a matter of fact. And it wasn't since this morning we were discussing this situation coming out of New York and whatnot, and said, what the hell's wrong with these people? And I said, you know, it's been speculated that we as parents just didn't do our job properly, and that we trained a bunch of crazy people, and that we're basically reaping the seeds we sowed 20, 30 years ago. I don't know, until I see proof to the contrary, I suppose that'll, by the way, the site looks great. That's a clean, good-looking site. I like it.
I'm glad. We put some work into that.
Oh, yeah, it's as good as it gets. I don't know where I've seen a better one. So we were going to let's just finish up briefly with regard to whether or not you as an individual are free or you're not, and what you can do about it. In short, if you are existing in a prison within a prison, I don't care how you got there, your choices are, you've got some. You can choose to be in prison ministry. You can be a decent human being, and you can help other people, even when you're inside prison. Nobody can keep you right now from developing skills. Basically, you can be prepared. I hate to use that word, prepared. You can be a proud, self-reliant individual, and no one really necessarily at this point seems to have any interest in stopping you from doing that. At least if that's what they're thinking, they're not being very effective.
Right.
So, and with respect to that, you know, at some point, I think we're going to have the medals guy on, right? We've still got silver spot price down, I think under 16 yet.
I dropped a little bit yesterday or last night. I forgot what it is. It didn't drop much.
No, but you can still pick up a 1 ounce silver round for in the area of
$18. It only dropped 2 cents, Rick. Silver's down to $15.97 right now. By the way, folks, where I was looking at JM Bullion, they still got that special running where you can buy 10 ounces of silver at spot price.
That means they're going to lose a little money on every sale because that doesn't, that doesn't cover the cost.
No, it doesn't, especially when you consider that it's free shipping.
Yeah, they're going to lose a couple bucks on every round they sell. That's just the way that is. But I guess that's their promotional. And, you know, I don't really care for giving people financial advice. I suggested at one point that people seriously consider getting into some cryptos. And I know a couple people did, and I know they did well. I'm hoping they got out near the top. Was near the top when they started creating the crypto ETF, and I told everybody that they would use the ETF to control the price of the cryptos, and a lot of people lashed out and said, you're crazy, the prices of the cryptos can't be controlled. Well, BS. They are.
Yeah, they can.
They can, and they are, and so they kind of put the kibosh on that the same way they put the kibosh on silver. They're controlling the price of silver with the ETF called SLV. And there are some big central banks that have been doing it for a long time. And if you've been listening or you watch anything at all, you know that that's what's being done. I don't like to give financial advice, but I will
see what happens when somebody rips back the curtain and sees who the wizard really is.
Yeah,
and that wizard's name is Comex or Crimex.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, at the Crimex. I don't like giving people financial advice, but I also don't feel bad about telling you to pick up some silver at these prices. I doubt very seriously whether you can get into any trouble at all doing this. I'm not going to recommend you buy Apple or Facebook or Netflix. I'm not going to tell you to do any of those things. But I will. I feel pretty good about asking you to lay your hands on some physical silver and put it in a place where it's not going to get found. But for God's sakes, tell somebody where that is. Don't just do the Jesse James thing where you bury gold and silver in every tree. You know, just tell somebody where it is. But I would do that before somebody does rip back the curtain and the game's over. Because at some point, I don't know when, at some point that will happen at some point by design.
Right. Oh, yes, it will. You know, and, you know, you ask yourself, why is Jamie Dimon, you know, bought more gold in 2018 than there have since he's been playing the game? You know, 48% increase in 1 year on precious metals. Now, they're into silver, too.
Their accumulated silver is 10 times what the Koch brothers ever put together and were prosecuted for. These people have almost 1 billion ounces of physical silver in the vault, and that's what's being reported. It could be more, and so
it probably is.
Yeah, when you see the firemen stand up in the theater and start running toward the door, if you're still sitting in your seat trying to figure out what's going on while you're eating your popcorn and drinking your Coke, you're just not thinking. You need to. If Jamie Dimon wants 1 billion ounces of silver, what's he want it for? Aren't you asking yourself, what does he know that you don't know? That's what you need to ask.
Right. Right. I absolutely agree. You know, so.
Well, and at these prices, look, you don't need to know. You don't need to know right now. But you don't want to find out after the silver's gone either. I mean, by the time the wizard is revealed to you, the silver will no longer be available to you because the cat will be out of the bag. Yeah, so I don't like giving financial advice. I don't even call this financial advice. I call this, you know, I'm going to tell you that you store up rice and beans in 5-gallon buckets. And if you never use it, good. At least you were physically safe. And I'm going to say that silver, this is not financial advice. This is survival advice. This is going to fall right in with the beans and the rice. This is not a financial move. It is an insurance move, is what it is.
Well, what I do, folks, I take 1/33rd. That's not much. 1/33rd of my paycheck every month. And as soon as I know it's in the bank, I go and I buy a little bit of physical silver, about $100, $110 worth of physical silver. And, you know, I got paid on Friday, Monday morning when the mail lady shows up. She's going to have a small package for Lori to sign for, or somebody to sign for. And, you know, and that's our little contribution to our fund for the month. We don't, you know, reality is we don't even miss it. You know, do it right off the bat. Doesn't hurt. You know?
Well, I know there are people out there that are going to say, we just don't have 15 bucks. Well, I just don't believe that. You know, I really don't. It's really more a question of, and the people have been having this discussion all of your life about people say, well, I just can't afford to save, but then they start putting away 10% of their income in a bank somewhere, which I'm not sure I recommend, but this is the old thing, and they start putting away 10% of their income, and suddenly they don't even realize it. They don't miss it either. You know, they simply get on with 90%. As though it never existed. So, you know, I suggest you do this, and then we'll see if we can have that metals fellow on, and maybe we can get something going there. There's one other thing I want to mention before we get to the top of the hour, and that is an experiment that I was talking to Tim about. Now, when the market crested back in October, And we hit an all-time explosion the day after Christmas, and it looked like everything was going down in flames, and it should have, with the debt and with the derivatives market and with the political uncertainty and all of these things. It should have been the end, but it wasn't. Well, what happened? Well, the Fed came out and somehow suddenly, mysteriously aligned themselves with the Donald and said that they were going to quit reducing the balance sheet and that they were going to quit raising rates and that they were going to maybe even start printing free money again. And the markets rejoiced, and it's been going up basically ever since. So if that's the case, if we're going to be held in this stasis, if we're not going to be allowed, if the market's not going to be allowed to crumble, then I'm going to do an experiment, and I'm going to let you guys watch. There is something out there called Trade Genius. Everybody knows right. that short-term trading exists off of volatility. Well, we've got volatility. And if the market isn't going to be allowed to collapse, then what we'll have is sustained volatility. So there's a service out there you can purchase. It assists you in what's called swing trades, which are basically short-term trades where you hold a stock for 2-3 days, a week, 2 weeks, but then you sell them for a profit. This thing basically gives you buy and sell signals. I want to try it with maybe $3,000. It's a subscription. You can try it for $20 a month. And then after like a month, you'd have to either sign on or get off. But it's contract free. You can get out any old time you want. And I think it's $44 a month. But they will tell you, you don't have to do all the research, which is not only is it time consuming, it's self-defeating. You don't have enough knowledge to do right. the research they're going to do. You just don't.
You don't have the algorithms they use.
My goodness, you don't have any of those things. Yeah, I've tried, you know, and it just absorbs all your time, and you're nervous all the time. You know, you're driving down the road, nervous about what you just did. It's terrible. So
yeah, I know that feeling. I've been there.
Oh, yeah, it actually just ruins your life. I remember some days just driving up the road thinking, I just want my life back. Let them do it, $44 a month. Let me try it with about $3,000, and let's see what happens. And I'll let you know, if we're going to spend the next 2 years, let's say until the 2020 election, basically held in suspended financial animation, then, you know, if I can make a few $1,000s off of it, that is what I will do. It doesn't
right.
mean that I wouldn't buy silver. Of course, that's a great idea, and we'll have the metals guy on, and I hope some of you will consider that. But let's say between now and June, I will try this experiment, and if it's working, I will tell you. I will tell you so, and I will tell you what I've done.
Right.
And maybe you'll find
Rick,
that
interesting. I've got a question for you. Now, the reason I buy silver is
right.
is to have a preservation, not to get rich,
oh, yes.
but to have a preservation right. of some small amount of my wealth. Okay,
yeah.
And when I say no. wealth, I say that tongue in cheek, folks.
Well, you never know. Yeah, but you don't know if it passes up the price of gold, which some people say it will. It could actually be wealth at some point.
Right, and that's the point I was going to go to. But where do you think, for somebody like me living out in the sticks, that
yeah.
this, you know, let's say I needed cash, you know, the fiat
right.
currency, where could
yeah.
I take 2 ounces of silver and cash it in? You know,
well,
be a two-hour drive each way to somewhere I could do it.
Yeah, well, there's that, of course. And most people live a little closer to a coin shop, and you know, at that point, it's impossible to tell what deals they'll be making. But there should be a mechanism. I know that Lynette Zhang at ITM Trading, you know, they basically, you know, you send the stuff in, they put money in your account, so it's done more or less digitally at
okay.
that point. you would just send it back. Technically, you should be able to send it right back where you got it, and they should credit your account with whatever you're agreeing on. So it does involve you going to the post office, but that should be addressed with the metals guy. You know how to get back now. Oops.
Yeah,
we'll talk a little more
about
that in just one. Yeah, we'll talk about what to do with your metal in a minute.
All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, February the 2nd, the year of our Lord, 2019. Hope everybody's having a good day. We got about 4 minutes before the top of the hour break. Rick, you and I have been talking about precious metals, one of our personal favorite subjects.
Sure.
And we were talking about, you know, how to, you know, the easiest way to redeem it. And I honestly had never even thought about going back to the people I bought it from.
I think that's probably your first go-to, and you should probably just have a brief conversation with them and ask them, you know, what the procedure is.
I will.
But I, I feel very confident that they have a procedure for just exactly that, because let's be reasonable, you know, they make money off buying it back and then reselling it. So, you know,
sure
it's like a buck. Right. They make it go in both ways. But what I would, you know, in the end, though, selling your silver back for fiat currency to pay bills, I think, is a concept that I'm not terribly clear on. Like right now, I don't know who's still collecting in Venezuela, but around here in a grid down situation, you go out with a bill and knock on someone's door, I would not want to be your insurance carrier. That's not going to play well, but I would prefer.
Well, I was thinking things like property taxes and electric bills and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess if in fact the electric was on, and see, there are the variables that nobody ever considers. You know, I would prefer you take your metals, which is something physical, and trade it for something physical like ground or something physical that can't be taxed. Well, I shouldn't say can't be taxed. Trading it for fiat currency seems like running out of a burning theater, but then running back in. And I would say if you did it in a very limited way, okay, you know, in a desperate situation, okay. Remember in Venezuela, you know, they're looking for a quarter of a million of whatever, bolivars or whatever, for a dozen eggs. And, you know, I would say just don't let yourself get into that situation.
I agree, if there's any way out of it.
Have chickens. I mean, you got to think about this. It'd be critical. And we also had a situation going on last week where we were talking about refrigeration and freezing. I've done some research on the LP freezer. I'm not to the bottom of that yet. It looks like most of the ones I saw were fairly little, because they would go in a boat or an RV. I get that. And it may be an interesting way to go. You just might have to get two or three of them. That's all. If you can find them out of wrecked RVs or something, it looks like they're reasonably small.
Well, Lori and I looked at this past week, and I'll say this real quick, then we go to break.
Sure.
Is used refrigerators and used freezers. Right. You wouldn't believe how many that are out there for $25 to $50.
Oh, they're hard to throw away, aren't they?
Yeah. All right, folks, we'll be back in about 2 minutes, and we'll have our guest on Wiskin, hopefully, and we'll go from there. Be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.